Spencertown Academy Art Center's 13th Annual Festival of Books takes place over Labor Day weekend, August 31st through the 3rd of September. The festival features a giant used book sale, 2 days of discussions with and readings by esteemed authors, as well as children's programs. Authors' books will be available for purchase and signing. The festival, which began in 2006 as a book sale to raise funds for the Academy's community arts programs, has grown into one of the biggest and most eagerly anticipated cultural events of the year. Academy Board member and event co-chair David Highfill joins us this morning to tell us more. David, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I am fine. Very nice to have you on the program. Thank you very much for being with us. This is the 13th Annual Festival of Books for Spencertown Academy Art Center. Tell us about a little bit about the history of this event, how it came to be, and how it's grown over the years.
Well, it's in an old building, 1847 Greek Revival building in the hamlet of Spencertown. And for years, people had wondered kind of how to grow this building, how to use it, how to kind of integrate it into the community in a bigger, better way. And it became a nonprofit arts organization for the community about 40 years ago. And the book festival every Labor Day is one way, and probably the biggest way, to bring in the most people. So we've just every year drawn more and more. And for book lovers, for people who enjoy meeting authors or finding a great treasure, a book that was published 15 years ago or whatever, it's just a great place to pore over and choose among some just great books in our big sale.
So the idea of it being a sale and bringing the authors in, I mean, this has all grown over time. So let's go with the authors. Tell us some of the authors who will be there and their participation in this weekend event.
Yeah. So we start on Friday. That's a members-only sale, kind of a preview sale. And then on Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon, we have a variety of authors. Two of them on Saturday are Donna Kaz. She's a member of the Guerrilla Girls. I don't know if you remember them or heard about them as sort of feminist activists talking about women's representation in theater and in movies and stuff.
Sure.
She's got a book called Unmasked. And she's going to be there. It's called Memoirs of a Guerrilla Girl on Tour. She's got a great personal story, but she's also talking about things that, with the Me Too movement, I guess, you know, her story just feels like it has much more resonance these days because many more of us are aware of the struggle and the fight that some women have had to make to be heard. She's a very clever, creative woman, very funny, and a great personal story that goes back to the 70s and 80s to the present, which is really interesting. And she's from Long Island, I think, so she's got a New Yorker sensibility to her. And then she's in a conversation with a woman named Linda Dahl, who's a doctor. And she also talks about what it was like as a young woman doctor in New York, kind of growing up and trying to find her way in the business. And she became a fight doctor, of all things. So she was the doctor at the corner of a boxing ring, assigned to kind of help the boxer when they got in trouble and they were down. And she's got a great personal story, too. So the two of them are in conversation on Saturday. On Sunday, we have some other writers. One of them is John Michael Varese, who's written a novel called The Spirit Photographer about the spiritualist movement in Boston in the 1870s. It's just a really interesting sort of Southern Gothic tale of finding the image of a woman and the mystery of trying to figure out who that was and his journey to Louisiana to figure that out. Just really atmospheric, interesting story.
Excellent. So, and then anybody else, or is that the...
Yeah, no, we have others too. There's a local author. Her name is Jamie Cat Callan. She's lives in the Hudson Valley, and she's written several books, nonfiction books, about France and her love of French culture and language and food and sensibility. And she has a new book called Parisian Charm School, French Secrets for Cultivating Love, Joy, and That Certain Joie, Je Ne Sais Quoi, Really delightful, interesting book about French culture and her personal connection to the people she's met and a teacher and a best friend who talks about falling in love for the first time in Paris, and just really fun, joyous, optimistic book about friendship and the French, everything French, which is really interesting. She's going to be there on Saturday afternoon. We have a big tent behind this building where we can have 100 plus people in chairs back there to listen to authors in addition to this book sale.
Just a note that you can find out all the authors and about the festival as a whole by going to SpencertownAcademy.org, SpencertownAcademy.org, and we'll, of course, give that web address at the end of the segment as well. How do you find the authors that you invite to bring in? Are you looking for something in particular?
Well, we often ask for those people who are local. Just try to find those people through local colleges or writers groups or friends who might have connections in publishing. So I wish there was a method to it, but it's often just who you know and who we've read that year and enjoy. And so we're always looking for good writers.
Let's get to the important stuff, which it's all important, but especially the raising of the funds for the Academy's community arts programs. Talk a little bit about those programs and where the money goes and how this is so helpful.
Right. We have several signature events every year that we use to raise money, and this is one of them. But what we do, we have a gallery going all year round. We have music events throughout the year. We have a great Hidden Gardens tour in June every year. And all the money that we get from those events help keep the building in good shape. We're in the middle of a capital campaign now as well. But these signature events, the book festival, the Hidden Gardens tour, help support this gallery going and the music events and so on. So we really try to pay our way every year, and it's important, and we do it, and we've been successful. So it's been very rewarding.
And as I said in the introduction, this has really grown into one of your biggest events.
It has. We think maybe 2,000 people come in the building over the course of that weekend from Friday to Monday. So that's a lot of people.
So walk us through the weekend. What exactly will be happening? You mentioned you've got the tent, but also this incredible used book sale, which is there.
Yeah. So the central room upstairs is a massive room with a stage, and that's where we have most of the books, honestly, maybe 10,000 books. So if you're a history lover or a fiction lover, there's just lots to pour through. When you go to a bookstore, often they have, say, 6 or 8 or 10 copies of the latest bestseller, but here there's just literally one or two books of every title, so just lots to pour through. We have a big selection of history and biography. We have a big selection of memoir and politics and history, as I said, and lots of fiction, trade paperback and hardcover. We also have a specialty book room downstairs with beautiful oversized coffee table art books and illustrated books and all kinds of cookbooks and specialty books of the area, if it's about the Hudson Valley or New York or those sorts of topics. And we also have a great kids book room. We have lots of, you know, paper over board books and story books. And so we don't leave kids out in this at all, as you can imagine. We also have a kids event at 9:30 on Saturday. We have someone dressed as Biscuit the Puppy. I don't know if you know that storybook character.
Yeah.
But we have that event at 9:30 a.m. on Saturday. The book sale on Saturday begins at 10 a.m. and goes to 5 p.m. The authors appearing in the tent begin about 12:30 and go to 5. And then again on Sunday, we start again at 10 a.m. and run to 4 p.m. the book sale with authors appearing in the tent at 1:30 and 3 o'clock.
So a lot going on. And so someone actually, you have a lot of sorting then, right? You get all the books and then you have to sort through them.
We do. We have a big crew of book sorters who help go through these books before we categorize them and put them together. just to make sure that all the books that we sell are worth selling. So the gently used books, so no musty, smelly books in this collection. Everything's been sorted and cleaned and looked through and is worth taking home with you.
And really good stuff. So, and over the years, I guess, do you save books from one year to the other, or is it or do you clean out, or how does that work?
Well, that's a good question. We generally have some books left over. We try to give them to local charities if we can. It's often a kind of a bit of a struggle, honestly, to find out where to give these books, where to take them. We have some books that we save year to year, but not that many. We try to give them, if we can, to hospitals or prisons or something.
And it stands to reason that you obviously have a lot less at the end than you do at the beginning. So you go through a lot of books, don't you?
We're selling through, as we say in the business, we're selling through more of them than we way.
All right. Well, Spencertown Academy Arts Center's 13th Annual Festival of Books takes place over Labor Day weekend. It's August 31st through September 3rd. As I mentioned, you can learn more by visiting SpencertownAcademy.org, SpencertownAcademy.org, and that link will be posted along with this interview at WAMC.org/roundtable. So again, it's the Spencertown Academy Art Center's 13th Annual Festival of Books. It takes place over Labor Day weekend, so it starts August 31st and through September 3rd, and you can see the whole schedule of the readings and the events and all the cool stuff by going to SpencertownAcademy.org. David Heifel, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you, Joe.
Have a great event. Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.